So, you have a script for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's a movie about the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Who the hell are the Guardians of the Galaxy?
Well, they're Marvel characters that we own.
They are? Wow, that doesn't even ring a bell.
Yeah, most people don't even know who they are.
So why would we make a movie about them?
Because at this point, we can make a movie about literally anything and people will pay us money to see it.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, and we're gonna make this one super funny so people are really gonna enjoy it.
Enjoying funny things is tight. So how does the movie start?
Well, the main guy, Peter Quill's mom is gonna die and then he's gonna get abducted by aliens before he even has time to mourn her death.
Oh, that's hilarious.
What?
Super funny stuff. I love it.
I actually haven't got to the funny stuff yet.
Okay, good. I didn't get the joke at all, but I didn't want to look stupid.
So anyway, we're gonna jump forward 26 years and now Peter Quill calls himself Star-Lord.
Okay.
And he's gonna steal this powerful orb thing so people are gonna try to hunt him down.
Who's gonna hunt him?
Well, there's this character Gamora and she's known as the deadliest woman in the galaxy.
Oh, so she's gonna win all the fights she's in?
No, she's gonna lose most of them.
Oh.
Yeah, and she has to be saved several times.
Anything else I should know about her?
Well, she's the daughter of the big bad guy Thanos. And she works for this movie's bad guy Ronan. And her sister Nebula is hunting her down. And she's supposed to get this orb thing, but she was planning on betraying Ronan.
Wow, it almost sounds like she should be the main character.
Yeah, I know, right?
Why isn't she the main character?
Because.
Fair enough.
There's also this character named Rocket Raccoon.
What does he do?
Well, he has this awesome scene where he's gonna save his friend by, you know, crashing a spaceship directly into him.
That doesn't sound very helpful at all.
Yeah, well, somehow it's gonna work perfectly and knock out the bad guy, but none of the good guys.
Well, that doesn't make much sense, but I bet it's gonna look cool.
Yeah, and also there's this lovable talking tree character named Groot.
What's his deal?
Oh, he's great. In the end, he's gonna sacrifice himself for everyone and he's gonna die.
Not permanently, he's not.
What?
You can't permanently kill off a lovable character. This is a Marvel movie.
Okay, but...
No way, man.
Okay, maybe I can have him be reborn and there's like a baby Groot at the end of the movie?
As long as he's not dead by the end of it.
Well, technically he will die, but there'll be another Groot that...
Look, is there gonna be a cute character named Groot available for us to use in the sequel?
Yeah, but like he'll be...
Well, then you tell yourself whatever you want.
Oh, I will.
So what else happens?
Well, all those characters are gonna get arrested by this police force called the Nova Corps.
Okay.
And they're gonna be super pumped that they caught Gamora since she works for Ronan and they've been having some serious Ronan problems.
Oh, so they're gonna question her or use her as leverage or something?
No, they're gonna immediately put her in jail to die.
Not the brightest move.
Yeah, they're pretty bad at their jobs.
Sounds like it.
Anyway, in jail, they're gonna meet this other character named Drax.
Oh, what's his deal?
Oh, he's funny. He takes everything literally.
Oh, that's funny. How's that gonna work?
Inconsistently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's gonna be a thing whenever I can think of a joke to make, but other than that, he's just gonna understand things normally.
Wow.
And then all the characters are gonna escape prison together.
Is that gonna be hard to do?
No, it's gonna be super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, because everything in the prison is stupid.
How so?
Well, they have these flying robot things that can't hit a target. Then they have guards that take turns shooting rockets instead of firing all at once, which buys the heroes a lot of time. Then for some reason, from the control room, you can control gravity in individual sectors in the prison, so they use that function to escape.
Why would that gravity thing even be an option?
Because I wrote that.
Fair enough. So tell me more about this Ronan guy.
He's blue and pouty and super evil.
Oh, he's evil? That does sound like a good villain.
I thought you might like that.
Oh, I do.
So he gets an Infinity Stone, which gives him the power to wipe out civilizations like weed in a field.
Well, sounds like it's gonna be hard for the Guardians to fight him one-on-one.
Actually, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, even though he can easily kill them on several occasions, he's just gonna kinda knock them down repeatedly.
Well, that's super considerate of him.
Yeah.
And you said Thanos is in this movie? Why does that ring a bell?
Oh, he's like the biggest bad guy ever. We showed him for a second in a post-credit scene in The Avengers.
Sounds like a powerful guy.
Oh yeah, this guy is so dangerous, you don't even know.
So what's he gonna do in the movie?
He's gonna sit in a chair.
Oh.
Yeah, and make some vague threats.
Is he gonna get out of the chair, though?
Oh, you bet he's gonna get out of the chair. He's gonna do some real damage.
Amazing.
In 2018.
What?
Anyway, so at the end of the movie, Peter's gonna save the day by grabbing the Infinity Stone in his hand and then holding hands with his friends and then blowing up Ronan.
How did they know to do that?
I don't know.
Well, how is Star-Lord able to hold an Infinity Stone without dying?
Well, he's gonna tell Ronan, you said it yourself. We're the Guardians of the Galaxy.
That doesn't
doesn't explain it at all, though.
No, I guess not.
So how did he survive that?
Well, it's something to do with his father, but we're gonna explain that in the sequel.
The primary threat of this movie is solved by something we're not gonna fully explain till the next movie?
Exactly, yeah.
That's super evil of you, I love it.
Thank you.
So about this Groot character, I guess I'll have to track down a voice actor for him?
Yeah, I wouldn't put too much effort into that. All he says is literally, I am Groot.
So what are you saying?
Well, I mean, it'd be pretty pointless to hire a big name actor just to say three words over and over again.
Yeah, I guess that would be a big waste of money.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you liked that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you could check out. You could also let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. And if you did like this one, you could give it a like, maybe share it on Facebook and Twitter, and check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.